Christian, great to have an Old Testament story to be treated with this morning. But first of all, I want to ask you to do something. The theme of what I've called today's talk is joining the dots. And we've got one visual that will come and go if I remember to call it up on the screen. I want us to think about joining the dots. So the first thing I'd like you to do is just turn to someone near you if you can and just share for a moment something that you've done, and if you think back to possibly pre-COVID, but what have you done in the last couple of years that you think, yeah, that's helped me to, in my worship and in my discipleship, to help change the environment for good? Is there something that you've done in your life that you think, yeah, that's been a good thing I've done to help the environment? Go. Interested if there's anyone brave amongst you here in the room. I hope you need to think on your own. Anyone want to shout out, and I'll say it to the microphone, any changes that they've made to their lifestyle out of worship and discipleship for the environment. Tony?
Yeah, we planted some lavender, so we see the bees coming and feeding off those.
Oh, so, lovely. So Tony's family have planted lavender, it's attracting the bees, increased biodiversity, increased beauty. Love that, thank you.
I've planted chamomile in the garden so that I can stick it in the teapot and not have an horrible plastic tea bag.
Wow, lovely. Homemade chamomile tea, no need for plastic. Love that. Thank you. Another example? Jo. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So that example for those at home was Joanna's no longer using plastic for any of her toiletries. Everything is plastic free. Everything that's liquid. Or nearly. Okay. On a journey then. I'll take one more example because this is really encouraging.
Come on, Doug. Doug, give me a nice
Come, Doug.
I don't know if there's any help or not, but I started feeding the squirrels. The first thing I wanted for the squirrels to get there is I bought this container that only a squirrel has to open it up and then it's nuts. Birds can't open it.
Very good. A bird free feeder for squirrels. Thank you so much. I wasn't expecting that. So, what I want to say, and if you can just put up my one visual, Tony, what I want us in this talk that I've prepared is to start to join the dots. And we've got a really good dot that I want you to join with others, because we have already shown in these few minutes together that we care, about God's creation. For God so loved the cosmos, he gave his one and only son. We already care. That is a really important dot. It fits our faith, it fits our values to care for God's creation. And our story starts in a garden in Genesis. Our story starts in a garden, which is our home. God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, in our likeness, so that we may radar over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." I had to insert the Hebrew word radar in that verse because we've got it wrong in our church history at times. Radar means to take care, so that they may take care of the fish, blah, 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 blah. So we take care. It's not about ruling and dominion. And in Genesis 2 it says we are to work and take care of the land. It is our duty and our joy and our commandment to take care of God's creation. So, before we go any further, let's make another dot to join. Okay, so, got lots of Bible scholars here. I want you to shout out to me any times that you think in the Bible. I said I wanted to talk about trees. Give me examples of trees in the Bible, and I've chosen an obscure one perhaps today, a dream of Nebuchadnezzar, but think about other times when you've thought or read about a tree in the Bible, or trees.
They clap their hands, is that awesome?
Lovely, the trees of the fields will clap their hands, thank you. Keep them coming. Sorry, Doug? Yes, oaks of righteousness, like that. Anything else? What have you got? We start in Genesis, so we've got the trees and the Garden of Eden. What have you got in Revelation? We've got a city, but we've also got a tree of life.
Tree of life.
Yeah. So we've got a tree in Revelation as well. Okay, any more? Oh, brilliant example from the New Testament. So Jesus says to have faith as a mustard seed and it will grow. Brilliant. Into the biggest tree. Lovely. Well, I'm reliably told from my research, I can't say I've double-checked myself, but trees are mentioned in this Bible, in the book, as, was it more than or the same as God and people? Wow. So a lot of the Psalms, Psalm 1, Psalm 8, there's lots of Psalms. We've got Jeremiah talking about trees. So trees are really quite important in the ancient Near Eastern times when the Old Testament was written to explain and to help our understanding, not just of God, but his kingdom. So why did I choose the book of this story of the dream about the tree being cut down to a stump? It's an amazing story, isn't it? It's amazing because this is a really ancient book, and yet it explains that even if you cut a tree at its stump, it doesn't die because of what is going on underneath the soil. It shows, in a way, that the Bible was ahead of its time, because I'm going to explain to you how that is used today in helping climate change. But first, I want to give another example, which I love from Isaiah, of how the Bible was ahead of its time. Listen to these two verses. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is an example of explaining the water cycle, explaining the science of how water comes down from heaven, does its job and goes back up again. You learn that in school, in primary school, tell me if I'm wrong. So this ancient book has truths in it that are ahead of its time. Again, in this dream that we heard about, where it was explained that the tree that was so beautiful, that sustained the whole ecosystem of life around it, was cut. And what is being used in across a lot of countries which are struggling with producing enough food, worried about flooding, worried about soil degradation, things like this. What they do is they promote a technique called, it's got an initial, something like this, farmer-managed natural regeneration, FMNR. And this is being used by many places across the world to help people live off the land. And what they do is they cut the stump. The nutrients and things are still there, so then they produce enough wood that can be to sustain the growth, but enough to cut down to use for firewood. The soil doesn't all disintegrate, you know, go into a desert. It keeps the soil strong. It stops the flooding because that water cycle is working, and people can live off the land in a much better way than ever before. So you can look this up, it's amazing. And it just shows to me about joining the dots. It's my theme today, keep joining the dots. God's creation. He loved the cosmos that he sent his son. We are to look after his creation. Look at examples of how we can look after his creation, how others are looking after his creation. So I'm hoping that through this joining of the dots, we have hope. We have hope that it's not all doom and gloom. There's also that recognition, and we've talked a lot in the service about people that are struggling with physical and mental health. There's a recognition how much we need nature. So you may be very aware of this, but even in medical settings, wherever it's possible to have green space or a garden for someone to sit in, to recognise, and if you can think about your own life, where do you go to feel better? If at all possible, many of us will choose to be in some natural surrounding that is beautiful, if we had the choice. And it's just this thing that, joining the dots, God created us not to be over nature, not to be just part of nature, but to have that love of nature as part of who we are. And so for some of us, well for me, I'll just speak for me for a moment, I love to look at the horizon down the beach. It doesn't matter what the weather is, if I can see that horizon, something in my soul connects. Others of you might think of, oh no, I know exactly the view I like, and I call it to mind when I stress, but I can see that place of nature and beauty there. I know that I can, you know, rekindle that connection with God. So we have a hope, because God says in his word, he is making all things new. He is restoring, and he is reconciling creation to himself. And it was here at the end of Daniel, it's really clear for the end of this dream that until Daniel acknowledges, not Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledges the Most High is sovereign, then the growth will come. And there is that sense God is bringing everyone to himself. And then we have that hope. He is in charge. He is sovereign. He is making all things new. So, how many of you have had a chance to look at any of the Earthshot programmes on the BBC? Okay, I can give a really wonderful piece of homework for you to do. If you have an hour, there's 5 programmes, so think about when you're wondering what to watch. If you want to watch something that is going to give you hope for the future, then about the climate and about our world, then I really recommend Earthshot. These are programmes that include David Attenborough, and Prince William is hosting the films, beautifully shot, BBC quality. But what's so amazing is the good news stories in each of these 5 programmes about what is happening, what is going on to make a difference in the world. Because as Prince William would say, it's not all doom and gloom. We can make a difference and there is hope. So, we already care. And there's 1.4 billion Christians on this planet. And so if we've all got stories of what we're doing where we live to make a difference, how is that going to just build momentum? Because we can show we're authentic, we can show we care. In our love for God, we want to do demonstrate that in practical ways, how we look after his creation, whether it be the squirrels, whether it be the lavender, whether it be our lifestyle choices, it all adds up. And one of the simplest things that you can do, and we can all do this because we started this talk about it, is talk about it. So we're encouraged to have climate conversations, because for 150 years, we've known that there's problems with climate change. For 150 years, there's been scientific reports about it. So we don't need the science and we don't need the news. What we need to do is talk about it with each other, to show that we care, and to talk about how we're fixing it. And even if you just took the Christians, 1.4 billion doing that across the world, what an impact that would be, private conversations. And I can signpost you to an amazing communicator on this. She's Professor Catherine Hayhoe. I love her name, Hayhoe. She is a Canadian climate scientist and a committed Christian, and she is the clearest communicator I've seen on this. And her TED talk is all about talk about it. Talk about it. And together we will find solutions because we'll share ideas. Oh, have you found that there's a shampoo that da 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 da? Or did you know that if you just switch to this provider, it's better for the environment? If in our country, in our place in Merston, we have these conversations, but equally for the Christian that is working the land with the tree stumps, they're sharing what they're doing. If everyone is sharing what they're doing, we really can fix things for God's glory. We've been given a new heart. God has poured his love into us so we can show love for others. And it doesn't take rocket science to know that us here in the West have done more damage than those that have been most negatively affected by climate change. So it's incumbent on us, for our love, for our neighbour, for our fellow human, that we do something to make inroads into this changing climate, because those that have done the least are being affected the most, and that's just not fair. And we stand up for things like that as Christians. So I'm hoping that you can see that you can join the dots with this, to recognise that God's gospel, God's good news, is so much bigger than sometimes we put it into a box to be. And I thought it's really appropriate to talk about this as we prepare for these climate conversations that are going to happen in Glasgow next month, because we can pray into it. Mm-hmm. Now is the time for us to be active in our voice and in our actions. Pray that there will be that real impetus to make change, because we all know that's what we want. We care. We do care. And many people here are bringing up the next generation. They know the next generation. Let us be part of the solution for what world they're going to inhabit. So, we started the conversation. Take it away. Have a think. Join the dots. And involve others. And may God have the glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we live in a world that you created out of love, and we are dazzled by its beauty. Lord, we thank you that you have given us hearts, hearts full of your love, hearts full of hope. And Lord, I pray that you'll show us how we can best tend for and care for your creation as part of our worship. Continue to stir us to journey in the direction that brings you glory for all of creation. And Lord, we pray for those people where this is really not a hobby, this is really not just a conversation, but it is impacting day-to-day life. And we just pray, Lord, have mercy. And continue to equip and help. And for those that are powerful decision makers who have influence, we pray, Lord, that there will be such a momentum to change that we will be staggered, blown away, amazed at the miraculous way in which us humans can change to make a difference. We pray in your mighty name and thank you for this time. to be able to talk about something that's so important to you and your world. And in your name.